This is Tom Arms with Lookhead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 25th of April. Lookhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Barack Obama finishes his last ever visit to Europe as president with 2 days in Germany before flying back to Washington. While in Germany, the president will open the annual Hanover Industrial Fair, the largest of its kind in the world. The president started his tour in Saudi Arabia, where he met a cool reception, partly the result of Saudi concerns over oil prices. These concerns will be addressed in a Saudi government report on Monday on the kingdom's post-oil future. Obama returns home as the nation goes into the final stretch of the presidential primaries, with elections on Tuesday in Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. Spain remains politically deadlocked since December elections left the country with a hung parliament. King Philippe VI has summoned party leaders to the palace on Monday and Tuesday to try and break the deadlock and form a government. President Putin is hosting an international security conference next week. Two of those attending will be Uzbekistani President Islam Karimov and Iranian Defense Minister Hossein Delgan. They're hoping to leave Moscow with promises of Russian military hardware. Iran also stages the second round of parliamentary elections next Sunday. There are two big strikes in Europe next week. On Tuesday, French railway workers will strike for better wages and conditions. And in Britain, junior hospital doctors are planning a walkout. The Libyan parliament on Monday votes on whether or not to accept a UN-brokered government. With acceptance comes $100 million in EU aid and European and American military support. And finally, if you want to ensure that your toilet remains in good working order, make a note. Next Monday is World Hugger Plumber Day. And that was next week's news today with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for Lookhead Radio's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms of Lookhead Radio's expanded world analysis. Lookhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It is Auf Wiedersehen, cheerio, and au revoir for Barack Obama as next week he finishes his last scheduled visit to Europe as president. Last stop on his tour will be Hanover, Germany, where he will open the world's largest annual industrial fair. Known as Hanover Messe, around 6,000 exhibitors and 200,000 visitors attend it every year. The Messe was established in 1947 by the British military government with the aim to boost post-war Germany's economic growth. It worked. The first stop on Obama's tour was Saudi Arabia, where he received a cool welcome because of his approval of plans to publish a report alleging possible Saudi involvement in the 9/11 attack and the nuclear deal with Iran. Saudi's new King Salman is reassessing a raft of policies and on Monday publishes a report on Saudi Arabia in a post-oil world. Recently, the government borrowed $100 billion and there has been talk of introducing income tax for the first time ever. Obama returns home just as America goes into the home stretch of presidential primaries. On Tuesday, it is the turn of Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. The big question is whether Donald Trump, after his win in New York, can win enough votes to secure the Republican nomination on the first ballot in Cleveland. Meanwhile, Spain has been suffering political deadlock over 4 months. King Philippe VI has summoned the political leaders to the royal palace with instructions to agree the parameters of a coalition. Mariano Rajoy, acting prime minister and the leader of the People's Party, refused the king's offer to form a coalition back in January. Socialist leader Pedro Sanchez has tried but failed because potential coalition partners are unhappy with his proposals for Catalonia and the economy. The Libyan parliament is also deadlocked, this time over whether to accept a government created out of a UN-brokered deal. Last week, fighting broke out on the floor of the House of Representatives because the deal included the dismissal of controversial Eastern Army commander General Khalifa Haftar. A fresh vote is scheduled for Monday. A recently agreed $100 million EU aid package is dependent on parliamentary acceptance of the government of acting Prime Minister Fayez El-Sarraj. Washington also wants the deal approved before finalizing military support. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.